Hey, so something has been bothering me. I was having a hard time putting it into words and even discussing it with my friends because I'm sort of the odd person out with this. Like, I feel like nobody agrees with me. So I'm throwing it on here and I just wanted to give you my hot take. So I happen to be a person who has attracted throughout my life men who are not available that want to cheat on their partners with me. So I never do, but I do usually waste all of my time asking them questions and having conversations because I'm like, what is it that makes you uncomfortable trying to cheat? Like, what are you doing? Because it's usually a friend or something, or somebody that I know through friends. It's usually somebody that knows me a little bit and they feel really comfortable with me. And I'm like, what makes you think that I want to be the side piece for anybody, A? But also, what's wrong with you? Like, don't you treat people the way you want to be treated? Or like, why are you in a monogamous relationship if you don't want monogamy? Like, what's going on? So my initial theory was that they're comfortable around me, and so they know I'm gonna say no, but they wanna be able to tell themselves that I said no because they're in a relationship. Like, oh yeah, well, I could have anyone, but I'm in a relationship. Like some sort of lying to themselves about if I could, I would, but it's not because she's not interested, it's because I'm in a relationship. I don't know, that kind of stuff. That was my initial theory. But the more I talked to these guys, the more I realized that they all have the same pattern, which is a completely different perspective on what a relationship is than what my perspective is. And I was trying to figure out how to word it because what it is like they see themselves as an independent person and they feel like threatened by their partner, like as if their partner's trying to kill the I and like replace it with we. But I'm like, but okay, you're not trying to replace anyone's autonomy, but there is, like, if you're in a relationship, to me that is what a relationship is, that like you decide you like someone enough to be a we. Otherwise, just be single. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know how to put this into words. So I asked ChatGPT if there were like studies on things like this, like to see what the sorry, this dog is literally trying to get attention once I started talking.
Good boy.
Like, can I really be looking at this from a perspective that's unrealistic compared to what everybody else, like, was I raised with like false expectations and everyone else is living in this other reality than I am? Because basically the attitude is like, cheating isn't bad, getting caught is bad, because then you're hurting your partner because they know that you cheated. But like the whole, what to me, the betrayal is the cheating in the first place, the lying and not being honest and not communicating your needs and stuff. But to them, they're like, no, it literally doesn't count as long as you aren't caught, because the real problem is if you hurt them, but if you don't get caught, then you're not hurting them, so there's no problem. And this is kind of how everybody's tried to justify it to me. But I'm going to read what ChatGPT said when I was like trying to explain this perspective that I don't relate to, but it seems like a lot of people do. And it says, what you're seeing, radical autonomy disguised as self-care. So I'm just going to read what it said because I feel like it nailed the assignment. It says, in some modern relationship ideologies, especially among those influenced by pop psychology, internet self-help, or hyper-individualism, there's a powerful undercurrent of this message. I am responsible for my happiness, and no one else gets to limit me, not even my partner, which at its best promotes healthy boundaries and independence. But at its worst, it becomes a justification for secrecy, avoidance of accountability, and emotional distance, all under the banner of self-care. They might say things like, I'm not going to stop doing something just because my partner wouldn't like it. That's controlling. Or, they don't need to know everything. I'm still me. I don't owe anyone full access. That one is huge. I've had so many men tell me that. And I can love someone and still make choices that are just for me. So like that one, for instance, somebody the other day was saying, like, I said, why are you trying to cheat on your girlfriend? And he said, well, am I cheating on her or am I cheating on myself by not letting myself live my best life when I'm only this age once and you can only have sex once when you're the, do you know what I mean? Like, he was literally, but he wasn't just saying it to try to convince me. I could see he truly believed that he wasn't doing anything wrong because he prioritized his own world over the world of he and his partner. Like, it was like, there's no we. Like, he just humors her. And this is what all these guys are doing. They're like humoring their partner who's like, they'll be like, okay, we're so happy to see you. And then they're like, we? Don't speak for me. And like, that's how they use, that's how they're like going about their whole life. Like, to me, being in a healthy partnership is choosing someone that you want the we with, I guess. I mean, and also like being independent too, but like you should want that if you're in a relationship. ChatGPT says something at the end here that kind of said it the way that I see it. It's like, I want people that cherish their autonomy and honor relationship agreements, see radical honesty as a form of intimacy, believe that transparency is an act of love and not a loss of freedom. Because that's what it is. It's like all these people are like feeling like if they have to be transparent, then they're like losing their freedom, or somebody's being controlling or always telling them what they can and can't do. And it's like, to me, it's a weird perspective, but I see it over and over and over again. Anyway, I still... Apparently, statistically, it said that 66% of people think that cheating's bad, and the others either think that there's certain circumstances that justify it or that it's not bad at all. So it's like over a quarter of the population does see it from a totally different perspective than I do. And I'm really curious what you guys think, because I'm feeling pretty disheartened, to be honest. I'm feeling pretty sad. Like, I want to know that I'm not going to end up in a relationship where I think that we're in a monogamous relationship or like a open communication relationship and they're just humoring me. Because like that's what really bothers me when these guys are trying. I'm like, so you're just humoring your partner? Like, she's sitting at home while you're having a chat with me, like trying to convince me to hook up with you, and she like thinks that you're just out with your friends. Like, you don't see that there's anything wrong with that? I don't know.